You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Spirit Connections with psychic medium Jess Kollner. Live from psychic medium JessKollner.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Spirit Connection
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, beautiful souls. Welcome back to another week of Spirit Connections. I'm your host, psychic medium Jess Kollner. And tonight here on A1R Psychic Radio Moonstruck TV, tonight I'll be taking another caller to connect them with their loved one in spirit. So I'm very excited to see who we get from wherever in the world they're calling from. I know we've had a lot of callers from Australia and Canada and America, so who knows? Probably one of those three tonight, if I had to take a guess. I would like to start off with my weekly reminder that you do not need a psychic medium to connect with your loved ones. All you need to do is put a thought out there to the person you want to hear from in spirit. Send up the thought to them, ask them for a sign, and give them 24 hours to deliver. Trust that they will deliver it to you. They're also very creative in how they choose to deliver it. It's not always the living. For example, if you receive cardinals, it's not always the bird in the flesh. Sometimes it is somebody walking by with a cardinal on their hat. Other times it's, you know, you're scrolling on the phone and you see a beautiful painting of a cardinal. There are many ways they can deliver this to you. Oh, looks like we have our caller. I'm actually ready for the caller. So let's see. Judy in St. Louis, Missouri. We are in America. Look at that. That's where our call is tonight. Hi, Judy. How are you?
I am doing well. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you so much for asking. Judy, have you had a reading with a psychic medium before?
I have. Yes.
Fantastic. So you have a slight idea of how this is going to work. Judy, I had I had someone step up before I got on the call tonight. So I'm going to give you all of the evidence they provided to me. I'm going to ask you what you can take, what makes sense, and what you need clarification on, and then we'll get to the messages, okay?
Great.
All right. So this is going to be tricky, Judy. I hope you're ready to bear with me here, because the gentleman in question said this was going to be 50-50. And when they tell me that, it means the identification could either be tricky or there was a distance, be it physically or emotionally, between you and this person when they were last on Earth. He looked younger than he was, Judy, but I don't believe this gentleman lived an incredibly long life, 85 plus years. I do think he passed middle ages, around maybe 50s. I could be off on that, but again, he always had a sense of looking younger than he was. He also said that he said a lot of hurtful words. So that I know that there was definitely some emotional stuff going on here with this gentleman. I see a leaner average build and lighter eyes, possibly blue. The thing I wanted to mention, he was very dusty or dirty, which I think he worked outside, and he gave me a possible railroad reference. So I don't know if he worked on the railroad, was involved with them in some capacity, or trains, or being around where they were built, but he was shaking off the dirt and the dust. So I know he worked outside. When it came to his health, he said he was self-described hot mess with his health. That was his words, not mine. Something affected the left side of his body. And when the passing did occur, it was very quick for him. And then he took me to a very, very interesting thing, and something about a lost men's wristwatch. And I know I'm throwing a lot at you, Judy, so hang on. There is a March birthday tied to him, a name of Michael or Mike tied to him, and an April passing. What can you take? What do you need clarification on?
Wow. So you think his name is Michael?
I don't know. I heard the name Michael or Mike.
Okay. Okay.
You know, and probably when I hang up, it could be a name tied to him. I would just like to point this out.
Yeah. I will probably hang up and say, oh, shoot, I know who that was. So can you tell me what his message is for me?
Okay. So you can't take anything?
Yeah. I don't know.
Difficulty with communication.
I know who it is.
Okay, you think he knows.
Pardon me.
What can you take that I said? What can you take? What did I say that resonated with you? Because there's a lot here. I know I gave you quite a bit.
That he was paralyzed on one side. Like he had.
Thank
did
you.
Did she say that he had trouble? Yeah.
Yes, it was one side only, and I couldn't figure it out. What was that that affected him? Do you know? Because that was driving me crazy. I could not pinpoint it. It was a stroke. Okay.
A stroke. Yeah.
Gee, okay. So thank goodness we have that crushed. And when the passing did occur, it was quick by the time he did pass, though. You understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is good. We have this. You understand the wristwatch, Judy? Losing it?
No, I don't understand that.
That's okay. March birthday? Significance of someone having a March birthday tied to this gentleman?
No, I don't know that.
We don't know that. We don't know that. April passing? Anybody? It doesn't have to be him. It could be someone tied to him passed in April who's trying to connect himself to that person. And I understand that sometimes the months are something you need to look up when you get off the phone. I get it.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to leave that because we don't know. Do you understand the working outside reference? The dust, the dirt? Or the railroad?
I was going to say, I don't think it was a railroad. It was, I didn't know him well, but I know who you're talking about. And so I think he was like a plumber. He worked with his hands.
That'll get you dusty.
So that's for the plumber. Yeah.
Okay.
Plumber, exactly.
I'll take it. The railroad reference, just hold on to that because I don't know if there was a significance of him loving trains. Okay. It doesn't have to be he worked on it, but when I get that, there's something very specific. They only do that if they're tied to trains. I don't know how else to say that.
Okay.
It's very specific. So maybe that was something he had a collection of, a hobby of, if it wasn't his job, but I did hear a steam engine, a train. Obviously, okay. I don't think he was, you know, from that long ago. I would like to clarify because you said you did know him. So, okay. So who is the gentleman that you knew? And was there difficulty with communication with him or emotional? Like, was he just, this is what I'm trying to understand.
You know what? It was a customer that would come in all the time to a store that I worked at, and he came in every day, and it was just more for visitation. He just came in to visit me. So,
my goodness,
and
it's
I know
he
passed.
So, okay.
Yeah, he passed very young, so that's why I don't know a lot about him. But
okay,
I know he was a hot mess, and I know he had a bad temper.
Bad temper. Thank you. Because I flinched when he said words. And that was his way of showing that he said hurtful words. Okay. We're going to lean into that. Mm-hmm. Judy, how old would you guess he was? Because I couldn't get beyond like middle age.
About 50.
That's right where I landed. Good job. Okay. What was this gentleman's name, Judy?
Well, you know what? It's been so long ago.
That's okay if you don't remember.
I don't remember okay. his name. Yeah.
All right. That's okay. That's okay. So he was a customer. How fascinating, Judy, that he's coming in to say hello to you. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, that is. He would come in every day at work just to visit me.
That's beautiful, though. I love this so much. And that was also why when he walked up, he said it could be a tricky identification. When they give me that symbol for 50-50, I'm like, oh, dear. So you guys weren't necessarily very, very close, which makes sense for why it could be tricky, but you did figure it out. Okay. So come on down. So first off, he wants to express gratitude, Judy. Gratitude for just listening. That's something he didn't have a lot. I'm not sure if you're aware of that. He says, thank you for listening, first and foremost. And it was really just a genuinely happy time for him. He puts the rainbow over his communication with you whenever he had the chance to encounter you. So that is a very beautiful thing. And I hope you take that to heart, knowing the positive impact you actually had on this gentleman. Because you just took time to hear me. Next. Yes, let's see. Yeah, now he wants to talk about you. Okay, Judy, he's coming back to that watch. I'm starting to think it's not a watch. Hold on here. Time. Judy, why does it feel like there's not enough time in the day for you?
Because it probably isn't. I'm just incredibly busy.
He's got me laughing. He's got me laughing right now. He shows me, he's going, oh my God, why is there not a 25th hour today? And he shows me he's scrambling, like really scrambling. Like feels like a little bit chaotic.
Yeah. Yeah, you think at my age I'd start slowing down, but I'm not. No.
Oh, Judy. All right. Well, listen, we don't want you to come to a screeching halt, but we do want you to pace yourself, he said. He is stressing that.
Okay.
There's the sense of when I can feel it, when I'm just feeling the chaos, and obviously I don't know you, Judy, but honestly, when I feel that stressed kind of feeling looking at a schedule, that's not healthy. I don't want you to experience that. Okay. And I'm not good. You don't have to admit your age right now, but you told me you should be slowing down. I need you to at least be prioritizing downtime. Oh, my goodness. You have so much life in you. You're 61. But listen, you should be relaxing a lot more than you are, Judy. Okay. Smell the roses. He said, what's the point? Smell the roses. He picks up a rose and he smells the roses. Yes. Judy, do you have neck problems?
Awesome.
He takes me to your neck. Do you have a problem in your neck or your back?
Not normally. Sometimes my back, but not my neck. No.
It's not. I used to have a
problem with my neck.
Okay. Yeah. Judy, the tension, he shows me that it doesn't help things. The stress tension isn't helping things. So when you kind of get your body going in fight or flight mode and not allowing your body rest, that is what irritates your back more.
Okay.
So he wants you to be aware of that. We don't say it to make you feel bad, Judy. He just wants you to be in a happy, healthy bubble. He puts a heart around you. He really does adore you. And he's looking out for you, and he really genuinely wants you to be in a good physical, mental, and emotional space. And that requires taking the time for rest. Do you have any questions for us, Judy? It could be anything at all. I know he's not a relative, but he can help answer a question if you have one.
You know, I don't know if he could answer that, but does he see any health problems that is coming my way? Like something I need to be aware of?
Here. Hold on 1 second. I'm taking a look here.
And tell me the good, bad, and ugly.
I like that you like the honesty, Judy. Excuse me.
Oh, I love honesty.
Here's the thing. Judy, do you have problems with your upper digestion, the digestion? Because he took me to that. Took me to my GI tract, my stomach.
Oh, I was going to say, could it be my breast, like breast cancer? That's what I'm worried about. But you think GI?
No, he went like this. He went thumbs down. No, GI, stomach.
Okay.
Indigestion, stomach problems.
You know, yeah, sometimes I have.
Judy, do you have a lumpectomy coming up? It was like that. I see a small thing.
Yeah, you know what? I feel a lump, and I don't know if that's scar tissue or if that's breast cancer.
Go get it looked at, because I feel like they're going to want to just take it as a precaution, okay?
Okay.
It's quick fix, is what he just said. Quick fix.
Quick fix, okay.
All right, Judy, thank you so much for connecting with me tonight. We have a few seconds left, and thank you for listening to this gentleman who used to pop in and visit with you. And again, please know he's really grateful for all the time you took spending that time with him.